USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Authorities said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month.
We're now on day 18. Search and recovery efforts continued uninterrupted throughout the night and morning as our teams worked tirelessly as ever.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside. An audio recording said to be of Martine Moise, the widow of President Jovenel Moise of Haiti, has urged people to carry on his battle in the country, long plagued by gang violence and now plunged into a deep institutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Richard Branson reached space on a test flight for Virgin Galactic before gliding back to Earth and touching down safely Sunday, the latest salvo in the burgeoning space tourism business led by high-profile billionaires. Branson, as they were gliding back to Earth.
Well, I've done some ridiculous things in my lifetime. Marco, really ridiculous. I just can't wait for...
After landing, Branson tweeted that going to space was more magical than I ever imagined. Fencing installed around the U.S. Capitol the day after the January 6th insurrection was fully removed as of Sunday, more than 6 months after supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the building in an attempt to stop the certification of President Joe Biden's election victory. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Novak Djokovic equaled the men's record for most Grand Slam singles titles after beating Matteo Berrettini in the Wimbledon final on Sunday. The world number one joins Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal on 20 career Grand Slams, cementing himself as one of the greatest players in the history of the sport. After a nervy start, Djokovic recovered to win 6-7, 6-4, 6-4, 6-3 against his Italian opponent and clinch his sixth Wimbledon title. Having already won the Australian Open and French Open this year, he needs the Olympic gold medal and U.S. Open title to become the first man ever to win a Golden Slam. Beyond Meat is now going beyond chicken. Here's Wendy King.
Beyond Meat has announced it's launching a substitute chicken tenders at nationwide restaurants. The company said it's shifting focus to chicken after spending years working on its Beyond Burger products, which is just beef. It's been testing the chicken substitute, which is a mixture of fava beans and peas, with partners like Yum Brands, which is the parent company of KFC. They said they've been working on their plant-based chicken product for more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Friday recorded temperature in Death Valley, California, reached an almost unimaginable temperature, 130 degrees Fahrenheit. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.